Do you love pictures? If you're like me, you love to look at quality pictures of your kids. Hi, I'm Kevin Liger, and the best way I know how is to call Brandon Henry from Silverleaf Portraits for a free in-home portrait consultation. He and his wife specialize in fine art paintings and fine art photography. With three kids of their own, they believe that family is the most important thing we have. So give them a call at 253-321-4302 or visit silverleafportraits.com. That's 253-321-4302 when you're ready for a portrait memory. News Radio Magazine's Weekend Edition has arrived. I am your host, Kevin Liger. Lovable and huggable, but don't get my crosshairs. It's probably not a good thing. Beware my bumper sticker. It says, beware of the dog. He eats what I shoot. I'm just kidding. Everybody takes me so seriously. You know, I wanted to thank several of you who have been sending me emails about my back. It is doing better. It's been an ongoing trials and tribulations. That combined with the political ups and downs and the economy throwing everybody a curve. I got to tell you, I just got some chickens in. I'm pretty excited there. They're not ready to lay eggs yet. But got some chickens in. I'm preparing. I don't know about you, but trying to pay off the bills, trying to think lean and mean, and I have been told that I'm missing the boat. I've been told and reminded, actually, that depending on which side of the ball you position yourself, you can actually make money when everybody's losing their shirts. I have often talked about how that I believe that the individual is misguided, misdirected, misinformed, and basically we don't have a clue when it comes to investing in corporations, in the stock market. I've invited a guest, Steve Selengut, who is an author and an expert and an investment manager. And he's an author of a book called The Brainwashing of the American Investor. And he has some views, I got to tell you. Some of them are along the same lines as myself. Some of them are diametrically opposed. Steve, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, in case I tick you off, I'm going to give you a plug right now. SankoServices.com. SankoServices.com, and your book, The Brainwashing of American Investor, is available at Amazon.com, and of course, a link will be at the website, News Radio Magazine. I was thinking of a prior thing here. Steve, I got to tell you, I'm scared to death. I am nervous for the first time in many years. I'm nervous about what's going to happen in the economy. You're not. Is that correct?
I'm not nervous. I'm certainly concerned that this correction has taken the turn it has, that it's so focused in the financial sector. It's rare that we have such a focused correction. But it's not that dissimilar to corrections of the past. I mean, the last one was, to me, it didn't matter at all because it was focused in the dot-com sector, and I didn't go there in the first place because it's not my management style. I like tried and true, high-quality, well-known companies, so there wasn't too much going on in that sector during the bubble. Mm-hmm. But back in 87, the exact same stocks that are getting battered today got battered then. The difference being that whole correction was a whole lot more percentage, and it took place in the matter of a month and a half instead of in the stretched out over 12 months. The long attrition type struggles like we've had this past year, or I should say these past 12 months, I don't like to talk in calendar terms, has really been difficult because it so many times it's looked like, well, this could be the last of the bad news. We got a big hit, Bear Stearns, we got this, we got that. Now's the time typically that we start to rebuild. Well, the rebuilding hasn't happened, and I think there are a number of reasons for that, some of them technical, some of them political. It is a mess. I can understand why you led off by saying you're scared. I'm not scared. I'm concerned that my clients are getting scared.
Well, I want to clarify
people,
that.
And that people are unable to pull the trigger. They're nervous. I've never seen them so averse to getting started. A lot of people know that historically it's the right time to move a program further into equities if you're a young enough person to do that. It's a good time to invest in income securities when they're beaten up quite a bit, and they're just not pulling the trigger this time.
Well, it's But Steve, wait. Here's what I mean when I say I'm scared. I actually am not scared about myself. I'm as prepared as I can be. I'm more concerned about those that aren't prepared. I'm more concerned about the masses and their movements and their pulling out, pulling in, and things like that, and them not being prepared. I'm not scared necessarily as far as feeding my family. I'm not scared necessarily as far as protecting myself and my properties. I'm more concerned, I guess, concerned about people not understanding how important a role that they play in the economy, or not grasping or getting a hold on that. We all have to invest in this system. We've got oil going through the roof. We've got long-term investors in the energy market, correct?
Yes.
We have, and they can't pull out now.
Well, we have long-term investors in it, and we have short-term speculators.
Yes, and I don't see how that many of those can even pull out now without taking a massive loss. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Yes, you're absolutely right. But on the other hand, there's no reason for them to pull out that I can see.
Well, that's the whole point. There's no reason for them to pull out, which in turn to me seems to going to hold the price steady and hold the cost steady, and in the end will affect you and I and our economy. You don't think
yeah.
it'll stall? Because eventually, I think it'll
solve itself. I think we have to make some decisions, and I think that's totally in our political realm that those decisions have to be made. We just can't continue to abide politics. I hate to get into politics, but we can't abide politicians who, you know, speak out of both sides of their mouths and nothing ever gets accomplished. We have to have some decision makers who say, "Hey, look, fellas, I don't want to tear up the atmosphere either." But if
right.
you want to drive your big buses around at $2 a gallon of gasoline, which is a fourth of what they're paying in Europe, you're going to have to dig for oil. You're going to have to do some drilling. You're going to have to add some refining capacity. And if you can't bite the bullet in one place, don't give me a big line and cry in your single malt liquors that you're spending too much for oil.
Okay.
You just can't have it both ways, Ellis.
Well, and, you know, I want to jump back to history before I want to jump back there. It has happened in the past. There have been major adjustments in the past. I know you speak of, reading through your credentials and your literature, you speak of about 10 different times in history that you can point to pretty readily that we've had similar adjustments. Can you speak to that?
Well, I mentioned two of them. As far as what people refer to as the market, considering the Dow Jones Industrial Average, there have been about 10 or so where that and or the S&P have retrenched 20% from a recent high, which is how people classify bear markets. A bear market to me is simply when more stocks are going down than are going up, and we've had that even more times than we're talking about at 10. But yeah, we've had these things before, and we've always recovered to new highs. In 1987, the percentage drop was much more severe than we're talking about today. Even still, after a year of going down, we haven't gone down as far. We're still just down 20%. I mean, that time we were down, what, 40, 50%? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But so these things have happened before. We've always come out of these things to establish new highs economically in the stock market, in all of the financial markets, things have always improved. The differences we have today, I think the Internet is a big difference. You have more people better informed about their portfolios and more liable to get hurt. We have significantly more people who are self-directed and can panic the whole market, you know, because it's all self-directed. I'm referring to 401ks and IRAs. Most pension or... these aren't really pension plans, but most profit sharing and retirement type accounts in the past.
Hang on, Steve. Don't go away, folks. You're listening to News Radio Magazine's Weekend Edition. Don't kid yourself. When this turns around, it's going to go the other way again. Right back after this.
The same great folks that bring your kitchen countertops to life, Counterfab Plus now do cabinets. That's right. Not only is Counterfab Plus your headquarters for granite, silestone, swan stone, Caesar stone, zodiac, and corium top quality countertops, but now you can get your whole kitchen made over with top quality Counterfab Plus cabinets. Remember, wholesale prices, on time, every time. That's the Counterfab Plus difference. Call 866-355-1339 and ask for Kevin, or click on counterfabplus.com. Creating an architectural plan for your next building project has never been so easy, thanks to Kapler Architects. They've got an online library of home plans to browse through, award-winning plans from over the past 20 years that could be just right for your project. Or you can use their FlexPlan program to customize a plan that fits. Click on KaplerHomePlans.com. That's Kapler with a K and two P's, HomePlans.com. And see the hundreds of plans available. Their powerful search engine can help narrow it down to size. Kapler also provides full custom design, site plans, plan coordination, and project feasibility studies. Kapler home plans are signed and stamped, ready for Washington State permits. So what are you waiting for? See your next dream home at KaplerHomePlans.com or call them at 800-888-4517.
Putting the pieces together on state politics. Trying to pry out the perspective you won't find in the mainstream media. Join Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon every Saturday evening from 7 to 8 for the Political Toolbox. 1 hour of getting the fix on the latest perspective on state politics and current events. That's every Saturday night starting at 7 as Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon give you the news and views you won't get anywhere else. The Political Toolbox on News Talk 1300 KOL, where your opinion counts.